This is Kansas Profile. I'm Ron Wilson, director of the Huck Boyd National Institute for Rural Development at Kansas State University. Whoever created this flavor of ice cream hit a home run. That's what someone might say after tasting another new ice cream flavor created by this ruralpreneur who has launched a delicious new business from rural Kansas. It's today's Kansas Profile. Karen and Darren Meggy are the founders and owners of Flint Hills Pints in Alma. Darren grew up on the family farm near Alma, where the Meggies and his 90-year-old father live today. Darren met and married Karen, who'd moved to Kansas from Indiana. They are the fourth generation to live in the farmhouse built by his great-grandfather. During the pandemic, the Meggies bought ice cream at the store, but were disappointed at the quality. "I could make my own ice cream better than this," Karen told Darren. She gathered recipes and started experimenting in her kitchen. Meggy gave away samples, and the response was very positive. "One friend of ours is an animal science professor at K-State, and he said it was really good," she said. "Another friend works at a large grocery chain. When you get that ready for wholesale, let us know," he said. The Meggies decided to launch their own ice cream business. They acquired the necessary licenses, set up a production facility in nearby Alma, and purchased a mobile trailer. "I wanted to call it Meggy Moo's, but that was too close to an existing business name," Meggy said. Since the Meggies were selling ice cream by the pint from their Flint Hills location, they decided to call it Flint Hills Pints. Flint Hills Pints produces ice cream using milk acquired locally from Hildebrand Dairy. They use their own eggs and all they can acquire from neighbors. Meggy cooks her own base for the ice cream and then adds fruit and spices as needed. "There's no artificial colorings or flavorings," Meggy said. "We don't use any food colorings or dyes in our products," she said. The K-State Value-Added Foods Lab helped with development of nutritional labeling. The Meggies also joined the From the Land of Kansas program, operated by the Kansas Department of Agriculture. "I can't say enough good things about them," Meggy said. "It's been great working with them." The business has grown to include a second trailer. The trailers go to farmers' markets and special events. It is also possible to order online for pickup. Flint Hills Pints offers classic flavors such as vanilla, chocolate, strawberry, chocolate chip, cookies and cream, and butter brickle. And then there's ice cream flavored with Andes mint, caramel crunch with Heath, espresso chip, cherry nut, peach, Flint Rock Road, and many more. "I like creating new flavors. The possibilities are endless," Meggy said. "We can even create custom flavors," she said. She has created a loaded sweet potato flavor and one called Cranberry Tequila White Chocolate Chip. "It retains the flavor, but we cook the alcohol out of it," Meggy said. One time, the Meggies had company at their home, and Karen made German chocolate cake for dessert. When she found she had extras, she made that into ice cream. German chocolate cake is now one of their top-selling flavors. Another of her flavors combines blackberry, raspberry, strawberry, and blueberry. That one is called Home Run and is also a top seller. Flint Hills Pints offers ice cream pies and gluten-free crusts as an option. Customer comments include statements such as, "Hands down, best ice cream I've ever had," and "The ice cream is fresh and the flavors are unique and delicious," and "It reminds us of how ice cream used to taste." It's good to find this enterprise in a rural community such as Alma, population 802 people. Now that's rural. For more information, see www.flinthillspints.com. That's www.flinthillspints.com. Whoever created this flavor of ice cream hit a home run. That's what someone might say after trying this all-natural combination of blackberry, raspberry, strawberry, and blueberry ice cream, which is indeed titled Home Run. We salute Karen and Darren Meggy for making a difference with all-natural, farmer-owned ice cream entrepreneurship. I think this business is covering all the bases. For the Huck Boyd National Institute for Rural Development, this is Ron Wilson with Kansas Profile.